This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Arsenal, 9 straight wins at home. We talked about this on The Punt a few times in the last few weeks. They've won 8 of their last 9 in total as well. Obviously, the defeat to Spurs the other week. They take on Monaco, who they went on a run of a long unbeaten run, 10 or 11 games. But in the form's become quite patchy, hasn't it? 1-2, lost 2, and drawn 1 in the last 5. Is this a bit too much for Monaco?
Yeah, I think it probably is. Arsenal are obviously well used to this. Only 15th consecutive last 16 appearance. And Monaco's inability to score enough goals is the worry for me here. They had the best defensive record in the group stages, only conceded 1 goal.
Yeah.
But only scored 4. They were in the easiest group as well, with Bayer Leverkusen, Zenit and Benfica. Well, arguably the easiest group. Best away record in Ligue 1, though, so you know they have got the ability to go away. I think that I think it's pretty obvious to me that they're going to go away and try and shut up shop and restrict Arsenal as much as they can. If they can get an away goal and get away with a 1-1 draw, I think they'd be delighted with that. I'm not sure they'll manage it though. I think Arsenal, like you say, they are in good form. You look at their home record recently, scoring goals, not conceding too many. I think Giroud's been in great form recently, obviously playing against some of his countrymen as well. So yeah, I think Arsenal will get this done. I mean, you look at the prices, 8 to 15 is a bit short for me, Mark. Even though I think they're going to get it done, I think it's a bit short. Monaco 13-2, the draw 13-5. Arsenal are susceptible to throwing in a shocker, aren't they, sometimes? We're previewing this like we're going to get the best Arsenal team who turn up. We don't always know we're going to get the best Arsenal team. You know, I napped them on Saturday in that Crystal Palace game at like 17-20. And I must admit, you know, I was lucky to get away with it. You know, the 2 goals were dodgy, really, and the Palace poured it on them in the last 10-15 minutes and really should have got a draw out of the game. So there's no way I can be backing an Arsenal side at 8-15. I just can't be backing at that sort of price. Against, you know, Monaco team who have got good players in the side, obviously. You know, Berbatov's found a kind of a new lease of life there. They've got the Alan and Lassina Triore. They've got good players, you know. I think I'm going to go for a goal scorer bet here. I think I'm just going to pick Giroud to score in the game at even money. They put up a stat on the match of the day over the weekend about, you know, he's got 1-2 for Arsenal now. And I like the positions he gets in. I think if Arsenal are on top, then if anyone's going to score, it'll likely be him. I mean, Sanchez is even money as well, which, you know, they're great prices. They wouldn't be that sort of price against a team like Monaco in the Premier League. They'd be odds on those two. I think that they are a nice price. I'll just side with Giroud because I think he's probably a little bit fitter at the moment. Sanchez has been struggling with a couple of knocks. So given the choice of the two, I think Sanchez is a much better player, but I'll just go with Giroud to score any time. And I think Arsenal will win. So if you wanted to pair, you know, a Giroud goal with an Arsenal win, then you could maybe get a bit of extra value there. 7-5 for that. But I can't touch them at 8-15, unfortunately.
Okay, but you do think they'll win the game?
I do think they'll win the game, yeah, and I think they could win both legs. I mean, I'd probably rather, on the outrights, I'd probably rather keep my powder dry and bat them to win in France. Wenger's never lost to a French team on French soil with Arsenal. Obviously he knows Monaco well, doesn't he? Took them to the 92 Cup Winners' Cup final, won titles there, won the cup there as well. So it's going to be a real... first time he's ever played against them in his managerial career, so it'll be an emotional night for Wenger. So yeah, I do think Arsenal will get it done, but I just can't quite trust them. Monaco instantly won their group with 11 points. Arsenal got 13 and one runners up in there. Yeah. I think maybe a bit too far for Monaco.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.